WABD test.
88 WOJ, standing by on statewide one. K-E-8-W-O-J, K-A-T-I-Y, good morning.
We on UHF, and now here you are on this one. So I could jump in and say good morning, Rick. This is N-8-Z-C.
I saw a couple fellas pop up there, but I got no audio from either one. Maybe I'm having a radio problem myself.
Well, let's see if I get it. Oh, this is NHZC. Good morning, Rick. I was just being a smart aleck and clever and, you know, whatever, depending on your viewpoint. Oh, anyway, I thought I'd say good morning because I heard you there for a moment on UHF, and then you're over here on Statewide 1, so I thought I'd just jump in and say good morning. And if there was another scenario, let's see if we tied again or not. N8ZC.
No, apparently not. And good morning, Gary. Good to hear from you. Bancroft, where is that exactly?
Well, pretty close to the middle between Lansing and Flint along I-69.
Oh, okay. I haven't been over that way in 4 or 5 decades. I used to hitchhike over to Michigan State. My sister went to college there, and on the weekends when I wasn't working there, I'd hitchhike over there, and she stayed in a dorm, 12-story dorm full of women, college girls. I really enjoyed visiting her.
I bet you did. Oh. Yeah, Bancroft is, I don't know, about 10 miles east, roughly, I would say, of Perry. Maybe not even quite that far, but give you an idea if you know where Perry, or what I've always known growing up is Perry Corners. And, of course, then when they redid I-69, or I should say made I-69, converting it from old M-78. But anyway, yeah, I'm actually closer to Perry than I am Bancroft. By a couple miles. But, you know, country addresses are. But, yeah, it's looking like we have a beautiful start to the day here. And I went out and I got a rifle project for a client buttoned up and supposed to come pick it up this afternoon, and now I'm deciding what I'm going to do. Breakfast, another cup of coffee, dishes. Yeah, we'll see how it goes, but I'm thinking the coffee's going to win out first.
Cool, rifle project. Now you really got my mind buzzing there. Wondering. And I just got out of physical therapy and came home, and I had a big old sloppy joe that I made yesterday, and now I'm having a cigar out on the porch.
Well, there you go. That sounds like a good start to the day. And I don't know if you're having a glass of, what is it, cognac that the sophisticated cigar smokers usually like to enjoy a good cigar with. Oh, anyway, I'm being a smart aleck again. Maybe I don't need that extra coffee. I might be charged up enough. Who knows? Oh, but anyway, yeah. Like I said, I figured I'd jump in and say hi and whatnot. I've been on the radio in the last few days working on projects and mowing my yard and fixing my lawnmower again. Well, it wasn't a big deal. I had to get a new battery for it. And other than that, it ended up being kind of tedious mowing my yard, but that's not untypical, especially as long as it was. A couple areas I had to go over it twice. With all that rain and everything else, you can practically watch the grass grow out here. But nonetheless, I think Higgins and I are going to have to take a WALK. He hasn't figured out the spelling yet. If I actually say the word, then he'll be fired up and standing at the door saying, come on, let's go. So we might have to do that here later this morning, too, as well, after we get our breakfast, I think. But anywho, I think I'm going to move on and work on other projects in here and go from there. So maybe we'll catch you a little later. And I'll just wish you a good morning and enjoy that cigar in the morning sunshine. And for that, K-E-8-W-O-J, we'll catch you later. And that ain't Zedzy.
Okay, Gary, and just so you know, there is nothing sophisticated about me. Probably had to give up coffee with all the heart trouble there, so probably the most thrilling thing I probably have is probably hot chocolate. And I am about, now you mentioned mowing, I have to do my spring mowing on my head there. I got a long, gray, ZZ Top kind of beard, and scraggly hair is all over the place, so I got to get to a barber and get mowed. And, you know, I've been thinking about rebarreling a Sako varmint rifle, so if you know anybody that works on Sakos, let me know. Have a good one there, and have a good rest of your day, and we'll catch you later. K-E-A-W-O-J.
Okay, you made me come back in and comment. Yeah. I don't let my beard get that long. I just can't deal with it like that. But, yeah, my dome needs to be mowed as well. I've been kind of letting it grow out a little bit because, you know, something different than shaving my head or at least clipping it down to the point where, you know, you get it. So I was kind of thinking maybe it's time for a little change, you know. Change is good, so they tell me. I don't know if I care for it as much, really, but, you know, hey, what do you do? But, yeah, well, we'll go from there. Yeah, have a good day. And 8ZC. Oh, that's what I forgot. Sakos. I think that's one rifle I've never actually worked on. I don't think I've ever actually seen one in person. But personally, I've been thinking about possibly trying the next project for my personal self, a Tika. I hear a lot of good things about Tikas, and it kind of got my interest. I've had enough Savages and Remingtons, and I think there's a Mossberg in there somewhere. So back to that change. Something different. Anyway, we'll catch you later. Have a good day, Rick. Thanks, Betsy.
Okay, Carrie, you take it easy. And the Tika, that's a good choice of Tika. That one, I think that, if I'm not mistaken there, that's a sort of division of Sako. You know, they had all that high-end expensive kind of stuff, and I think they thought they were missing out on some of the lower price stuff, so they came up with Tika. And over the years, I don't think I've ever talked to anybody who had a Tika that didn't shoot well. So it's probably a good choice. I think if I was going to buy another one, it'd probably be a Tika myself. So anyway, have a good day. I got that a long time ago. I got a Sako varmint, 243 and a varmint rifle. And the only place that was selling them was, I forgot the name of the place. They're in St. Clair Shores. Anyway, so I went down there and I had stubbornly decided that I didn't want any caliber I couldn't hunt with. So they had these six PPCs, and they were trying to talk me into the six PPCs. I said, nope, got to have the 243. But now I wish, after I got it, I wish I'd have got the six PPCs. 243s, as you know, they burn the throats out pretty quick. So I burnt that barrel up a long time ago. But anyway, we'll catch you later. Good hearing from you, and have yourself a good day.
K-E-8-W-O-J. Good morning, Wally. N-8-W-R-O.
What's up?
I got a whole bunch today. Beautiful day out there. A little coolish. you get a chance, I don't haven't checked it recently, but if you could comment on Discord on that latest applicant we got, and we'll move on from there. And I got word from Ricky about services for ZYQ, so see if we can get that on the webpage.
Oh, very good. Okay. All right, sounds good. We can talk Simplex back and forth, right?
Yeah, we can try 441 if you like.
Let's try it real quick. If it doesn't work, we'll come back here.
QSYNAWRO.
WRO WAVD.
Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, I just want to see where the leveling thing was on my radio. That's all. Are you mobile? Or are you at your base?
No, I'm at the base in Richmond here.
Okay, thanks.
Anytime. NAWRO.
K8DIY mobile.
This is N6WY, Justin, on Statewide 1. This is KFADTK. KFATCK, I believe the call was. For some reason, I think it's 10, but I'm not sure.
My call sign will be Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Delta Tango Kilo, over.
Try it again. KFATATC. This is N6WY. I think I got the radio working now. Do you hear me okay?
Yep. You're coming here in Lansing, Michigan.
All right. Well, it shows that you're making the... I just bought up the MI5 last heard, and it looks like you're talking through the Detroit Review from Lansing. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct. Lansing, Michigan. I have one of those CS Salizera 800 that I want to start to program for DMR, but I don't know really well about DMR, so I have a friend who's teaching me stuff. And I want to see if I can make that work for DMR.
Well, that'd be great if you can. I'm not. Is that the radio that has multiple digital modes in it? There's a. Can you give me the model and the manufacturer of that radio? I saw that YouTube review of it, and I didn't write down the model. I thought it was 800 something. What radio is that again?
One of those Charlie Sierra 800 mobile radio. 70 centimeter UHF. I was trying to see something now on the radio, but I don't pay anything. Right now, I don't have connectors, so I can't turn it on. But yeah, one of those Charlie Sierra 800.
I'm going to have to look that up. That sounds like a real deal to me. And how many modes? Do you know how many modes it has in yours? Have you had a chance to look at it yet?
Well, I hear a couple people say it's really well for DMR, but I never tried. I bought it in a hand press a couple months ago, and I never tested it anything. It's just here. So, yep, I just ordered the programming cable. Should be here this Friday. And I will try to make it work and see what's going on with that.
Well, I hope you do, and give me a call. You can hear me on the air, and I like to hear more about it. I'm going to have to look it up on the Internet, see what it is, and also maybe look at some YouTube videos. I saw how I think it's the same region I saw in the review where DMR certainly outperformed FM as far as, you know, range goes, and outperformed P25 and the, with the P25 in conventional mode and the DMR in conventional mode, and that's simplex to simplex. And I was impressed, you know, with the little test they did. And just two guys got out in the woods and started walking and see where the signal dropped.
Yep. I think those have P25, I believe, so I'm not sure about this one. Because I'm telling you about this little radio, I'm not really good on this. I just started learning like a few weeks ago. And I have the radio right now that I'm talking about. It's a Anytone. I forgot what model he said, but yeah, it's an Anytone that a friend programmed me for me because I have no idea about VMR. KFADTK.
Yes, I'm using an Anytone also right now, 890, and I think it has a few problems. But, yeah, I'm going to have to look up that radio. Can you tell me how much you paid for it?
For the Charlie Sierra 800 or the Anytone?
The CS8 800. I'm curious, and I will look it up also. I could probably, if you got such a good deal from a friend or something like that, you really don't want to tell me, that's okay.
No, no, so the fine. I pay for this one. It's almost brand new. $30 for this one. I grab it in a handset with this Anytone also. I pay for the Anytone, $10. And for the 800, $30.
You're a really good bargain, honey. And, gosh. Well, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for the information. I got to do some work on the computer and also got some coffee David made and I have to go get. So, thanks again. The name here is Dave, by the way. And like I said, I don't have the call signs or the call book in my anything like most people do. I just got this and I haven't downloaded the all the names yet for so I can see who I'm talking to. KF8APC, this is in 6WY.
Before you leave, in the official website, I think it's Connect System, is how it called the official website. Those radios cost like $230. The very few of them, mine is only USF. But there's another one, different one. CS800D. That one has VHF and UHF, both of them. And I think they're selling for the same price, $230 for that.
Okay, I shall look it up. It's probably not the radio I'm thinking of. But anyway, I'd be interested in see what it is. Maybe it's a better deal than Anytone. That's another thing. Maybe you can tell me which one is the best. So I will talk to you later. KF8ATC, this is in 6WY.
This is KFADTK 73. KCK.
Who?
It is I, the...
What's up? WABB. I'm only here for a couple of minutes. I'm heading home, leaving the office. Another exhausting day.
I'm off today, and Melissa's, you know, working, you know what.
How did that go?
They didn't take her back until 2:30, almost 3. We were here at 11. You know, they were running a little bit behind on the other cases, so. It's going to take a couple hours, so I probably won't hear anything for about another hour.
Very good. What city are you in?
Muckland is general.
Very good. Well, wish you the best. So, yeah, Marion told me about that about a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, during breakfast or lunch, whatever one we were in together.
All right. Other than that, I thought I heard you chatting somewhere. So I was in and out of the office a couple, three times. I heard people talking on FBI, and I stopped the car, saw your... You pop up on the screen here, so I turned up the volume. I go, ha! I still got my nuts. I gotta get those from you. I want those peanuts. My mixture. I think I owe you $20 or something.
Yeah, I got them in the box in the bag in my work truck. I'll try to get them over the next couple of days.
Very good. What else is happening that's good?
Oh, sitting in my toy, you know, just watching cat videos, I guess. Just trying to occupy my time. There's no reason to go all the way home to come all the way back kind of thing. It takes me an hour there and an hour back, so I'm just hanging around here over by the railroad tracks. And just looking at stuff on Facebook or on Marketplace. Still contemplating on getting those Valor overheads in amber, because it should be just a swap in, swap out kind of thing.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of expensive. I think it's going to be more money than you think, because that stuff is all professional grade. I don't think you're going to Amazon that one.
No, there's a shop out in California that does refurbish, and he's got a set for $1,300. So, and I can do that in installments.
That's a lot of money for as often as you're going to use them.
Right. I mean, I might just keep it all on here, and because I already got amber white seal inside, you know, up on the windshield and on the back deck, so I'm not too concerned about it. You know, so who knows? I might clean her up a little bit, get her a little bit of polish, and put her in a car show.
Yeah, you just got to make sure that you disable the other color. You get the wrong officer in a bad day. It can make life miserable for you.
Yeah, I got to figure out how to do that off of the control board that's in the back seat there. I know there's a... I got the software for it. I just got to figure out how to connect to it and program it. And then if I can do that, if I can disable the RBs, and I'll disable all the RBs and leave the front whites and the rear directional ambers on it, and that's about it.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. All right. Well, I'm at the home, so I'll chat with you later. Good luck. Keep us updated. I'm sure we'll chat before the evening's out, so... WABD Clear Pierce.
Yep, I'll text you and Marion once I get all the results. 73 for now. KJK Joe.
Yeah, don't wander too far. They don't like that.
No, Dr. Olson has my number. So he said, I said, well, do I have to be up here for you to talk to me? He goes, no, I'll call you. It's okay. I said, because I don't like sitting in hospitals, especially for 4 hours. So he goes, no, I'll call you. I'll give you any updates on what we did. I'm like, cool. Guy's pretty awesome. We both like him. He's a year older than me, but he's pretty cool dude.
Okay. All right. Engine House is a good place to grab a snack if you need something to eat. Not too bad price-wise either.
Yeah, I went to Golden Greek and got a patty melt. I know she's not going to be up for dinner too much, so we'll see how it goes from there.
Yeah, this late in the day, I doubt she's coming home. It sounds to me like she's going to be there overnight, so you'll be back.
Yeah, but I'll find out later. It all depends on if it's laparoscopic, or if they have to get, if they can't do it one way, then they open her up. If they open her up, then yeah, she's going to stay the night.
Nope, it goes the easy way. All right, later, sir. Keep me updated. You got my digits.
Yep, let Mary know that she's in there. Take it easy. KCK Joe.
No, yeah, baby.
NADBF Mobile.
KEAWOJ.
W8DOD monitoring.
W8DOD testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
W8DOD, I believe the call was. This is N6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee, on Statewide 1 in Shelby Township.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Fine business. Coming back, I'm, this is W8DOD, Whiskey 8 Delta, Oscar Delta, located here in Sanford, so I'm not sure where I'm coming in, but just figuring that all out. Thank you very much. I'm going to go back to Tinker in here, W8DOD.
I heard you earlier. I just happened to have the last heard on the MI5 DMR, and I can't figure out where you come from either. You're not showing up there. Maybe there's something wrong with the website. Anyway, 73, talk to you later. W8DOD, this is N6WY.
N8ZC.
Well, if I do a search on my call, it comes up and says MID, so I must be coming into something here in Midland. Talk group 51. It shows me at 1643. Yeah, I don't know. Interesting. W8DOD.
K8BCW. Yeah, I think the last heard page is down. It hasn't been updated for a couple of days now.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right. Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it. W8.
This is Kilo Foxtrot East Echo Tango Quebec. Testing, testing, testing.
FAETQ. This is November.
Kilo Foxtrot East Echo Tango Quebec. Testing, trying to see if the last trigger is actually lighting up. I do not see it over here. But I think I did see a call sign that showed up on my screen, N6WY. Hello, if you're there. Again, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
KF8ETQ. KF8ETQ, this is November 8, India, Yankee Tango. N8IYT. You copy?
KF8S testing.
This is KD8EEE, have you loud and clear? KD8EEE testing. KD8EEE testing.